man, what the do y'all know about sports?
You are now listening to the best damn sports podcast. Period.
Welcome back, everyone, to the What Do Women Know About Sports podcast. I am Brie Nicole.
And I'm Vicky D.
It's another week. Well, it's probably another month at this point, right?
I don't remember.
I think we came like sometime in March.
Something like that, yep.
And so, yeah. So, yes, it's been a couple of weeks. It's been more than a week, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm sleepy. But I'm here.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm actually good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not bending. Uh-huh. I'm just sleepy.
Yeah. I'm a little tired, but it's all right. It's all right. Go keep moving.
Yeah.
No. How'd you feel about that? It's been a week.
I actually liked him. So I liked Cowboy Carter more than I liked Renaissance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying Renaissance was horrible. It just wasn't my, like, she didn't make it for me. I know who she made it for. I will say that. And it's not bad. It's just that I like the music on Cowboy Carter.
You can relate more.
I like the songs better, yeah. Mm, yeah, for sure.
The lyrical content.
I like the songs. Great. Yeah, I like the songs vocals better for sure. She harmonizing, isn't she?
She vocal layering.
Yeah. I like the music better on Cowboy Carter than I did on Renaissance. Not saying Renaissance was like trash, because it wasn't, but it wasn't made for me. I am aware of. So
it wasn't made for me either, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine. So, like, Cowboy Carter was supposed to come out first.
It is.
So just imagine if Cowboy Carter came out first and then Renaissance. That would have been lit.
I think it was supposed to, because the last song is a great segue into her first song on Renaissance.
Yeah, you say that, but
flows well. The ending beats flow, because her transitions on these last two albums have been.
Yeah, but that little sound at the end of Amen, that was used on another song. So I'm like, was that really the intent? I don't know.
I don't know. It's because, like, she said it was supposed to come out first, so that possibly could have been her intent. You just never know when dealing with Blue Ivy Mama. So you just. You just take it as she comes, because you just never know, like, what her actual intent is going to be. But overall, it wasn't bad. I'm not mad at it. I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Well, this episode is going to be dedicated solely about March Madness.
Well, not solely, because I do have one point about one NBA thing.
Oh.
But the rest of it is going to be solely March Madness. My only point that I want to have to make that is not March Madness related, I want Draymond Green to get therapy.
What did he do now?
If it was last week or the week before.
Oh, when Steph Curry was crying.
Steph sick of him.
Tired.
Steph sick of him. You're not gonna tell me that Steph is not sick of him. He's for sure sick of him.
Yeah.
Because, like,
to his antics,
you are we in the first quarter and you already ejected, sir. But despite the antics, like, the Warriors have been playing great basketball these last couple of games.
Okay.
They are sitting in the 10th spot. And so if the Warriors stay there and don't move up to at least the 8th seed, they will be playing in the play-in tournament.
Right.
That I know for sure. So, like, they aren't sitting in a bad spot, because the Warriors have been here before in previous seasons, like, in play-in tournament.
Right.
So this isn't new to them. It just sucks that you have a person on your team who is a core player, like, it's been stated in previous seasons that he's needed for the team, but his antics, man, at this point, we tired, and I don't even work for the organization, and I'm tired. Like,
I feel like this might be the end of the dynasty, or whatever you want to call it. I just feel like this may be the end.
This might be the end of Draymond on the Warriors for sure.
Well, yeah. The end of that big three.
Oh yeah, just because like they were all drafted there together. This could be the end of that particular dynasty. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying the Warriors like won't ever win another championship again as long as Steph is there, but this might be the end of those three. It's possible for sure because it's out of pocket. Steph sick. Steph tired. Steph and be another parent. He tired. We the viewers are tired. Like, it's no way that you out here wrestling on the court, bro. This is not WrestleMania.
You in the wrong field.
Wrong field. But yeah, that was my only point. But the Warriors are sitting in a good spot. Like, yeah. I feel like more than likely they will be playing in the play-in tournament. But okay. They've been in that position before, so
right.
I'm not too worried about it as of today.
All right. And yeah. One more other thing. Shout out to Cardinals Open. We had our opening day.
It was freezing.
We had it on April 4th yesterday.
They won too.
Yeah. So shout out to them.
Then the Battle Hawks season opener is tomorrow, and April 6th.
And I am going tomorrow, and it's supposed to be televised. So if y'all see me on TV, you know, just be like, you know me.
I do plan on going to a Battle Hawks game. I just had to try to figure out which game I want to go to, but I am going to go to a Battle Hawks game.
Does it matter what team? Like,
no. I just want to go to a Battle Hawks game here.
Oh, okay. I don't care who they. What dates they have?
Yeah,
in.
Like what okay. date? I wanted to go to the game tomorrow for opening weekend, mm-hmm. but something came up, so I didn't get a chance to buy a ticket. But I do want to go to a Battle Hawks game, or well, a home game here. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what
their schedule.
Well, I can pull up the schedule. I just don't know when I'm going to go, but I do plan on going. I am going to go to a Cardinals game too,
for sure.
So those definitely are on my radar for the summer season, like spring summer season.
Ooh.
So all right, let's moving on over to the main attraction, which is March Madness.
Okay.
It's been pretty lit. Okay. Listen, these higher city teams have been not lasting long.
Oh, well, we kind of on a subject, but not really. But I kind of want to bring this up right now before we really get into March Madness. I just want to talk about Bronny for a hot minute.
He was last on my bullet point. But
oh,
yeah.
Dang.
Bring him up.
You want to talk about it now or later?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Bring him up. Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, we're going to bring it up. Okay. So, if you haven't heard, today, Bronny, a.k.a. LeBron James Jr., announced that he's entering the draft while also maintaining his college eligibility and also entering the transfer portal.
Yeah.
First thoughts.
I think he's doing that to see what his options are. I think he's entering into the draft to see what coaches might be saying about him. But I do feel like it's smart for him to maintain his college eligibility and be in a transfer portal.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I feel like that is the better choice for him right now. He is not NBA ready.
No, ma'am.
I don't know. He is not NBA ready. And to be honest, if he enters the draft, I don't see a team picking him.
I do. Well, before I get into that. So basically, for those who don't understand what's going on. So basically, if he don't get drafted, he can come back to college. And if he does come back to college, he's transferring somewhere else.
Yeah.
It won't be USC.
And let's make this clear. Like, Bronny is not the first player to ever, like, declare for the draft and do a transfer portal. Mm-hmm. It gives players in that particular situation options. So he is not the first player, and he won't be the last to ever do these two things.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives them options.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't get drafted, because many players go undrafted on draft night. It's not a guarantee to get drafted.
Yeah.
So
with everything that happened to him, like, last year, as far as, you know, the cardiac arrest that happened, then he had a procedure to treat congenital heart defect that sidelined him for like 5 months. So it kind of impacted his productivity. So, you know, his stats ain't looking too hot. It's like he's averaging 4.8 points a game, 2.8 rebounds, 2 assists in 19 minutes a game. I mean, if he Anyway, so he made a so he put out a quote on his Instagram, which he announced today. So he's like, he said, "I've had a year of ups and downs, but all added to growth for me as a man, student, and athlete. I made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility and will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal." So he goes on to thank the USC for an amazing freshman year, along with his family, friends, doctors, athletic trainers, and fans for their support.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as him getting into the league, I feel like somebody gonna pick him. He may be, it may not be the first two rounds.
He might go G League, if anything.
Because ain't Dwayne Wade's son in the G League?
Yeah, yeah. And so is Shaq's son, too.
Yeah, so maybe.
And Shaq's son also went through the heart surgery.
Sure.
And I'm not saying what Bronny went through, like, medically, it possibly could have played a role in his particular.
That's what I'm saying. So if that hadn't happened, would his stats still be different?
I don't know. So, I don't know. And here's the thing. It's hard to live up to whoever your parents are.
True.
And that could be a lot of pressure. So Bronny mm-hmm. could have been great. We saw that he was great, like when he played in high school. We saw those clips.
It's a different piece.
We saw those clips and those highlights. Mm-hmm. College is a different thing. And it sometimes does not always transfer well. So true. I cannot say that if he did not go through on like what he went through medically, if he would have a better stat line, like to be just to say he is ready for the NBA. I can't say that because I can only base it off of what he has presented so far, like doing his playing time, and it ain't been great.
Right.
And so for that, he is not NBA ready.
Yeah.
So I appreciate him like doing the transfer portal because he wants to transfer, but. Here's the thing with transferring. Just because you transfer, you still got to play well. Wherever else you go. So if he does, in fact, transfer and he still doesn't have great stats, it might just be you, brother.
Well, maybe it's a whole different year. You know, he's back healthy or whatever. So, I mean, maybe he will have a good season if he does come back to college.
Yeah.
You never know.
But in the event that he doesn't, it might just be you, brother. I mean, you gotta see all sides. It's a possibility that Bronny could go into the transfer portal and go somewhere else and be great. It's also a possibility that he can transfer and be somewhere else and still average 4 points a game. Like,
either way, he's gonna be all right, you know.
I mean,
he's gonna be good either way, you know.
But
I don't know what he's majoring in, but I mean,
but I think he wants it for himself to say that, like, I'm not riding my dad's like coattails.
But I really want to know, so, is he really doing this for him?
I don't know.
Is this really what he want to do?
I mean, like, that's all you've ever seen him do is play ball.
Right, but...
Who am I to say?
I don't know. But, in the aftermath of his cardiac arrest and heart procedure and all that, so... Bronny will need to be evaluated and approved by the NBA's fitness to play panel before he can become eligible to participate in team workouts or the draft combine in May and be selected in the draft. So there's that. Also, LeBron James's agent, Rich Paul, will be representing Bronny, and he also represents LeBron as well. What Rich Paul is saying is that a factor that won't come into play is his him playing with his father, basically. So he's saying LeBron wants Bronny to pretty much be his own man. You know, so LeBron's saying he wants, basically LeBron is saying if he stays in the league, he wants to play with his son. I don't know if that means Bronny is going to play with LeBron or, you know,
play
Bronny is
him.
Going to be on another team and they play against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Because LeBron doesn't have many years left.
Right. But if a team gets LeBron, well, no, if a team gets Bronny, they're guaranteed to get LeBron, basically. They know they can get LeBron, probably for cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a waste of time, too, though. That's a waste of time and money and cap space. That
well, he'll probably take a pay cut just to play with his son for a year.
It's a waste. It's a waste.
Well, if Bronny do decide to go back to college and transfer somewhere else, it'll probably be I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but the Chesney. Well, anyway, the coach there was pretty much a high school teammate of LeBron. So there you go. Connections. So,
and it's nepotism. It's all about who you.
But I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know who get it all the time.
For sure.
Let us get it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. But then it kind of creates like, are you creating your own legacy?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He really want to do this.
Yeah. Or are you building off of your dad's legacy? Because
well, he can't help that either way.
Because, like, for example, Steph's dad played in the NBA, but Steph has created his own legacy. But Steph also, his daddy and him his dad was never trying to play with him either. That's the difference.
Also, I just think it's what people put on, like the pressure people put on.
But
you could try to, you know, create your own way. But it's like if people keep putting you in that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true. And maybe Bronny just isn't. I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer, but like maybe he isn't. It's hard trying to live up to somebody who you have the same name as.
Yeah.
So like maybe like you or just won't ever have to. Like he might just, you know, be a come off the bench. Like he probably will never be a starter type of player. There's nothing wrong with being a sixth man off the bench. Maybe. I don't know. Well, but all I do know is that he is not NBA ready today.
He not, but I'm rooting for him though.
Yeah, I want him to be great.
Yeah.
I feel like Bryce is better.
Give him some time.
But that's also still like, is that what Bryce really want to do?
But y'all gonna put more pressure on the other son, Bryce. Y'all gonna put way more pressure on him. Because y'all already saying he better than Bron or Bronny.
For sure.
Yeah, don't stop doing that.
I mean, he is better.
Like, I know, but it's like,
I mean, everything is a competition. It's a competition.
It sucks.
It's a competition.
It wouldn't be a bit of a problem if LeBron wasn't as a big of a superstar as he is.
Or if he wasn't trying to play with him. Like, I don't understand why that's such a big thing for him.
How do you not
see, I don't know. No.
If you had that opportunity, that hasn't happened. If I had the opportunity, I would definitely do it. Play to get to play with your son?
No.
Yes.
You've had your moment. If you play with him, like that's kind of like taking his moment a little bit. Mm-hmm. You've had like your outstanding career, your accolades.
There's been times where a father and son has played in the NBA.
Who?
There was an instance where a father and a son played in the NBA before.
Yeah. But like I feel like LeBron is making it known that like that's what he wants. Stop doing that.
I don't have a problem with that. LeBron, if you want to play with your son, play at
your house court.
I love that. Play with your son.
I think he needs to let that go. Like why do you
play with him for a year and then?
But why? Like I don't see the reason behind the why. Because it's Bronny's time. You have done everything you could ever imagine to do.
Okay, but he still don't have his time.
But I feel like if you're doing that with him and like y'all are on the exact same team, you are taking away like from whatever his shine could have been. Just because like it's going to always be about LeBron and like it's going to be LeBron and Bronny.
It's never going to be just Bronny. It's going to be about him regardless if he's on another team.
But it's never going to be just Bronny. That's the thing. It's going to be a LeBron and. That's the point.
It's still going to be that if he's on a different team. It's still going to be because it's going to be, oh, LeBron against his son. It's still going to be like that.
But that's different though. Like you can play against him, but don't be on the same team.
Man, I'm for it. I'm for it.
I'm not. He can let that go.
Let it happen.
And I doubt it will happen because I personally don't think he's gonna get drafted. I don't.
He may not.
I don't. And it's
been way worse players. I'm just saying that enter the draft. Some of these dudes in the draft do not need to be there. Go ahead, Bronny. Look.
don't think he's gonna get drafted, but that's just me.
He ain't ready. He need another year or two.
Year or two.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you do get drafted, I ain't gonna be mad either. So
I think it'll be odd if he does get drafted.
But if he do, then we all know the reason why.
Because his father is not off of pure talent at that point. If he does, he drafted.
I ain't mad at it. They can do it, we can do it too. Get it. So.
But like basketball is a talent type of sport. You have to,
but and I'm so like if you and I ain't got no talent. Have to do it's way better dudes that's playing out in the street. They need to be in the NBA.
If they didn't take the opportunities, that's on them. That's on them.
And maybe they don't want to. But I'm just saying,
and maybe
I'm just
he don't.
I'm just pointing out a fact. You know what I'm saying? Half these dudes in the NBA do not need to be there. So, and Bronny gonna do what?
But we will all know why he's there if it happens this year.
Yeah.
And, and Bronny will know, and that will suck for him.
Bronny probably don't care.
I don't think that. I think if you are a kid of an athlete.
He probably
would
play with his dad too. If I was a kid, if I was in that situation, I would love to play with my dad. I don't care.
I think if you're a kid of an athlete of that magnitude, I feel like you will want it for yourself. Not because of who your parents are.
He's obviously Oh, man. That's crazy. Okay. Well, agree to disagree on that one.
But he not ready for it.
He ain't.
And I don't. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I don't think it'll happen. It's not gonna happen this year.
Okay. Well, good luck, Bronny.
Yeah, pick good another luck. School. That's where my good luck is going.
Oh man. Okay. Well, on to another player who's entering into the transfer portal. That would be Miss Haley Van Lith. Yeah.
She should have stayed with Louisville to begin with.
Well, I've seen people say that too, but you know, you never know what's gonna happen. So, she's leaving.
I'm not surprised.
Probably mainly. Well, she took a less role than she did when she was in Louisville. So,
which was stupid.
Offensively,
which was dumb.
Yep, so she averaged 11 points a game, three assists in her first and only season with the Tigers.
Yeah. Which was done. She should have stayed where she was at.
So she's eligible to declare for the WNBA draft this past week. But she also has the fifth season of collegiate eligibility, which was given because of COVID, so... Mm-hmm. So maybe she didn't like the way Moki was coaching the team.
I don't think LSU was a fit for her. She should have stayed where she was at. Like, it makes no sense to go from being the player on one D1 team, then transferring to another team, like, where you, like, I don't want to say afterthought, but you take a lesser role. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but you coming on a team with, you know, Andrew Reese, you know, it's kind of, and Flage.
Right, you're joining a team that already has the accolades. Like they didn't need you to add on to that. Like, you were getting noticed, like, from what you were doing at Louisville. Like, you should have stayed there. And you really didn't contribute to the game on Monday at all, so...
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the coaching mistake.
But Monday was for sure a coaching mistake. But also, you left somewhere where you were a top dog to now you are taking a lesser role. For what?
I mean, we never know why people...
She should have stayed where she was at. She should have stayed where she was at.
Yeah, she got a lot of scrutiny for guarding... Caitlin Clark.
Because who knows if she would have stayed at Louisville, like, where that would have led this season. Well, like, we will never
just
know.
Just don't know. I mean, maybe they could have won one this year.
Exactly.
I mean, just never know. I mean, we don't know if she transferred. We don't know how it's going to be. That's just the choice you make.
Yeah, that's these, a risk you take. These are all her choices.
Yep.
I think she thought like her going to a championship team was gonna be like her moment, and clearly it didn't work out in the way that she thought it was gonna work out. She should have stayed where she was at.
Yeah, so she ain't really bothered by y'all criticism, you know. She ain't worried about y'all. Basically, that's what she's saying. So, she said if she was really stressed about y'all talking about her, then that would mean she care a lot. She don't care about y'all.
I think she do care. That's why she transferred. I think she heard about all the media talking about how she really wasn't like doing her job on the court Monday. And then she immediately was in the transfer portal after that. She curled a little bit. Like, you're not going to tell me that the media doesn't affect like some of their actions. It does.
I mean, it do, but it's like, who cares? Because they're going to talk anyway.
For
like,
sure.
Who cares?
But people care.
I don't. F that, because y'all ain't finna stress me out. It ain't even that serious. So she says it's been a good year for her, and she just learned how to enjoy life and play basketball at the same time. So, hey, having fun, that's most important. But good luck.
I have no idea where she's going to go. I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
No idea.
Yep. So, ooh, do you want to talk about... Let's talk about LSU and Iowa, the Iowa game. You saw that?
Mm-hmm. I watched it.
Okay, so that game broke some viewing records.
Yeah,
12.3 million viewers to be exact. Yeah, it was the most viewed women's college basketball and the most watched college basketball ever on ESPN.
Yeah,
congratulations. See,
I can see that.
Talking down on women's sports.
It was a rematch from the championship game last year.
Yep. In which LSU obviously won. Mm-hmm. But this time, Iowa was like, nope. They won
94-87.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, denied them a chance to get another championship. It's all good. But they got to face South Carolina. No. They got to face UConn. My bad.
Yeah, they play UConn today. Yeah, they play UConn today. So they both.
And then South Carolina and
Purdue.
No. That's the men's.
NC State.
Yeah, so NC State and South Carolina play today. They play first, and then Iowa and UConn play later.
And the South Carolina and the NC State game is actually going on now.
Yeah, started at
6 our time.
Mm-hmm. So Caitlin Clark scored 41 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's a walking bucket for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's cool. she was named the Albany the regional most outstanding player.
Mm-hmm.
She became the all-time Division I leader in career three-pointers and broke the NCAA tournament all-time assist record of 136.
Mm-hmm.
And her 9 threes tied a single-game tournament record.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to her.
Hey, she's doing wonders for the game.
I may not like you, but I ain't gonna deny your talent.
Why you don't like her?
I don't. No, I don't. Mm-mm. But
that's not a reason. That's not a reason.
I don't like her. But
I like her. I like her attitude.
That's cool. So the Hawkeyes, they advanced to the Final Four. So I hate that it had to be Iowa and LSU to try to get to the Final Four. I wish that during the Final Four is when they competed. Because it's like, I wanted LSU to get in there too. But, yeah.
I was okay with it. Because the Elite Eight is still a big game.
Yeah, but Final Four is where it's at.
I mean, it just depends on how the tournament falls.
Yeah, that's true. But I just wish they would have competed in the Final Four. That would have been even more bananas.
I don't know if the outcome would have been any different.
It probably wouldn't, but just the fact that they both in the Final Four. Yeah, Liddy. But it's all good. So Caitlin Clark already declared for the NBA draft.
Yeah, she did that earlier in the season.
Do you want to talk about the game a little bit?
I mean, the game was pretty much standard. Like, it wasn't... I feel like Iowa kind of ran the game for the most point, but LSU would go on runs and like they tied it at the half, then they tied again in the third, but Iowa just had more in the tank for them. Like, it was no stopping Caitlin Clark. Like, that's pretty much what it was. And then again, the coaching decision to have Haley Van Leaf on Caitlin Clark was a bad decision.
You make no adjustments.
They made an adjustment late in the fourth quarter, and like at that point, it was over. So it was a bad decision to have her guarding Caitlin. It was like she didn't have anything for her. It wasn't a good matchup defensively for LSU. And so Iowa were the better. They were for sure the better team. And I feel like Caitlin is, she's pretty good for the sport.
She is.
Like, it's been other like women players in like NCAA like who have been great, but I don't think anybody has been as
this, it's been a minute.
This consistent. Yeah, I like her. She wasn't talking a lot of trash on the court, which was odd because like you would think that like trash talk would be a thing, but she really wasn't doing a lot of that. She was just playing her game. So it was a really decent game. Like, it wasn't like too bad. Like, I know that Angel Reese did get hurt in the first quarter. She kind of like tweaked her ankle a little bit. So I can't say if her tweaking her ankle a little bit kind of played a part in like the rest of the game, but she did come back and she still scored 17 points, had 20 rebounds. So I can't say if that played a factor, but I will say Angel Reese had a great game. I know that her and Caitlin Clark, they hooked out at the end because like they don't have any type of beef between them as players.
Oh, it'd be the media.
Yeah. So it was overall a good game. I did watch it. Not mad at it.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations to them. Kind of want to talk about Caitlin Clark a little bit because they were saying how she wanted to play for UConn, but the head coach, Gino, he was like, no.
So Gino
ain't gonna recruit her, huh?
So Gino had already recruited Paige. Right. That's why.
Right, yeah, yeah. So yeah, say he had his reasons why. He said he committed to Paige pretty early. And he's like, it would have been silly for him to be like, oh, hey, guess what? We're going to get this girl Caitlin and we're going to put you. Nah. So, yeah. So, I mean, they ain't really lose out on. I mean, everybody is where they're supposed to be.
For sure.
So
I feel like Caitlin. I feel like Caitlin being in Iowa, it gave Iowa the attention it probably hasn't had in years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's giving them the attention it probably has not had in years. And Paige is definitely where she is supposed to be with UConn. It works out. Like, these past two seasons with Caitlin being in Iowa, it's been great basketball. It's been great competition. I'm not mad at the decisions like that were made to like put people where they are on this day. So it wasn't a bad decision.
All right. Well, I know. Okay. Well, let me just talk about Angel Reese for a hot minute too. So, you know, they had the little press conference after, you know, they lost You saw that?
I did.
Okay. What did you think?
I don't like the fact that she said that ever since she won the championship last year that she has not had a moment of peace.
She probably hasn't. Because you know where they dogged that girl?
She hasn't had a moment of peace. I'm not really sure who made her the villain because she isn't a villain.
The media made her the villain.
But she just wants to play the game. And I feel like if she talks shit, she talks shit. Like, I feel like that's what basketball players do. She is not the first. She won't be the last. Like, men do it all the time with no issues.
But when...
So...
Y'all know the rest.
So I felt for her when she was sitting at the podium expressing her feelings and how she felt. It was kind of sad to see. Just because these are human beings before anything. And you don't want anybody to feel that way when they're just trying to do something that they love, which is play a sport. But for viewers, it's entertainment. It's entertainment for us, but for them, this is their life.
Their livelihood.
Yeah. So, yeah, I watched it. It was heartbreaking.
I do like the fact that Flauje stood up for her. I really appreciated that. She was like, I know the real Angel Reese. Y'all don't. And the person that she see every day is strong, caring, loving person. And the crown she wears is heavy. And yeah, so leave her alone. Y'all wouldn't do this to Kaylin Clark, is all I'm saying. So yeah. Now she is also.
But we also got to stop that comparison. I don't like that either.
Well, tell that to the people. Tell that to certain people.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like that either. There is no comparison. They're two different players.
Yeah. Not even the same type of player.
Yeah, leave that girl alone. Anyway, Angel is also declaring for the NBA draft as well. She did it in big fashion with Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
She got inspired actually to do that because Serena Williams did that back in 2022 when she announced her retirement. So, yeah. She said she pretty much did everything she... this is in Vogue. So she said she pretty much did everything she wanted to do in college. You know, she won a championship. Kudos. She became the Southeastern Conference Player of the Year, and she's been an All-American.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she also, this is her fourth year. And then I seen a lot of people saying that, oh, she should do the little fifth year eligibility or whatever. Like,
it's not a requirement.
Why?
Not a requirement.
Let that girl go to the NBA or WNBA.
It's not a requirement to do the fifth year eligibility.
Right. And so she said her ultimate goal is to be a pro and to be one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. She feels like she's ready. So let's get it. Now, what I was going to say was Angel Reese and Kaylin Clark, they're going to be like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. It's going to be like that kind of thing. Like, it's going to be dope to see them play at, you know, another level.
A professional level.
It's going to be so dope to see them play. So, I'm excited.
Yeah. It should be dope.
Yeah. So...
Before we move on to the USC versus UConn game, I will say that Kaylin also was named the USC versus UConn game from Monday.
Oh, okay.
I will say that Kaylin for this particular year was also named the AP Player of the Year. So she has just accolades on top of accolades from this season. But her game shows for it. I don't understand how they can even be students and be these type of athletes. I would quit.
Quit which one?
Both.
You know, athletes get away with a lot of stuff.
Well, they have to have they have to maintain a GPA.
They
to play,
do.
Though.
That's what I'm saying. They get away with a lot of stuff. So they probably did their homework for them, like that type of stuff. Like, but they probably just really smart and can just multitask and do both.
Yeah, they have to maintain a GPA to play.
Yeah, but you know. These coaches and you know, higher ups, they let them players get away with a lot of stuff.
I can't
just
agree
to be on that team.
I can't agree to that because I watched the documentary. It was one of them seasons where UConn was going to the national championship. I watched their documentary, and Geno made them bring all their homework with them on the trip.
Okay.
So I can't really say that.
Oh, okay.
And I used to work for university in financial aid. Them people don't do their homework for them.
So it ain't that hard then. If they can do it, you can do it.
And they will take a scholarship in the quickness. They will take it.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
I can't say that for, I mean, I know that I watched
for the cameras.
I watched that documentary and them people, they had to bring their work with them. And from my own experience, the university I worked at will take a scholarship. They do
good.
Not keep it.
Good.
Yeah, but it's because you're a student first.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe it's the women's. The men's, oh, baby. If they want you on your team, they're going to do whatever.
But the men also don't have to do 4 years of college either. Like, the women have to either be like 22 of age,
which
before
is so
they can enter into the draft, or do 4 years. The men have to at least do 1 year of collegiate basketball.
Don't make no sense. See how they treat men versus women? It's just
well, the women's league also isn't as it's newer too.
I don't care.
It's a newer league.
I don't care. It ain't fair. But that's a different story.
I mean, it's not fair, but a lot of players on the men's side didn't even go to college.
What you mean?
So, like, some of them were drafted straight from high school.
Yeah.
So, they changed it for them to be able to, they have to do a year now. That's a requirement now. That particular rule wasn't always a requirement.
That ain't for the women, too? Don't make no sense. I don't care how new it is.
I don't know.
See, just, ugh.
Like, you can't do everything for one thing. Like, you got to have some type of stipulations, and maybe they will continue to add on to the men thing, like making them do like 3 or 4 years of, or be a certain age.
Or let the women do a year and let them go to the WNBA.
But do they be, but are they ready?
Are the men ready?
And that's why
Bronny
some of them,
ready?
That's why some of them ride the bench.
Is Bronny ready?
And that's why some of them ride the bench they first year.
Man, yeah.
That's why a lot of them ride the bench they first year. Some of them still riding the bench.
Girl, who you showing out? Who ride the bench still?
They are. So the other game on Monday for the Elite Eight was USC versus UConn. Juju Watkins attends USC. Paige Beckers attends the University of Connecticut, which is UConn. Juju is also a walking bucket. Paige is too, though. This was also another, like, really good game. It was a lot of back and forth. Like one team would go on a run. The other team would catch up. So, I know at halftime, like, they were also tied at halftime. This was a lot of back and forth. I will say that their free throws win games.
They count.
Yeah. So if you're not practicing that, please, because they win games. I will say UConn, it's impressive, like, for them to even be at this point, because UConn only has 8 players on their roster currently who are active to play. So everybody else is out, like, due to injury. Mm. So Paige Beckers, Aaliyah Edwards, and Nika Moore all played 40 minutes. They played the entirety of the game. Like none of them left the court unless it was a timeout called by either team. They played the full 40 minutes. Because, like, UConn does not have the players. They don't have the depth on their bench because they're injured. Paige had a really good game. If you are not aware, Paige is, like I said, a walking bucket. And it's surprising because Paige did not play at all last season due to an ACL injury. And so for her to return this year and get them back to the Final Four, it's impressive. Especially with them not having the players to play, it's very impressive. I'm not mad at it. Paige had 28 points and 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Aaliyah Edwards had 24 points. So, like, from your two main players, like, you got big points. So, it's pretty good. I will say Juju from USC had 29 points, 10 rebounds. And she's a freshman. So, granted that Juju and USC did not win, she is going to have a very impressive career. And I believe that she is going to continue to remain in USC. She's going to take them far. I believe it. Just because of the way that the rest of the team, they follow her leadership. And then I saw a tweet earlier that says that USC is going to have one of the best recruiting classes coming in for the next season. So on top of you keeping Juju, like, you're getting all these other great players, they might be a problem this next coming season. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the overall game was a decent game. With the UConn win, they have made it to their 23rd Final Four. So if you're not aware, Gina Auriemma and UConn, they are a basketball program. Gino has 11 championships. So they are.
When was the last time they
In 2016.
Yeah.
So yeah, they are, if not the basketball program, they are one of the basketball programs as far as women's sports. I will say the men have also been doing their big one.
You know what? I did see a couple of the men's games. They were actually pretty good.
I will say the men for UConn have also been doing their big one. But the women, I know for sure, they a program. And many people be wanting to play for them. So, and their game, I will say UConn is going to be playing Iowa later on tonight. I don't know.
So on the men's side, you got NC State. They're going to face off against the top seed, Purdue. Mm-hmm. And then Alabama is going to face off against top seed UConn. Yeah. That's tomorrow, Saturday.
And the men, well, the UConn men are trying to go back-to-back championships because they won last year.
You said UConn?
The men are, yeah.
Okay.
They won last year.
What I think is pretty dope is that, like, this is the first time ever that we got North Carolina and UConn sending both the men and women's to the Final Four. Like, I think that's so dope. So I know them college campuses lit.
But this isn't the first time for UConn though. They've done that. So UConn men and women have done this two times before.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to North Carolina then.
Yeah. So the UConn men and women won championships in 2004 and 2014. So they've done it twice already, but to be able to do it again, that's impressive. Oh, and shout out to NC State too, because they're both in there as well.
All right then.
It should be interesting to see what is going to happen with these Final Four games.
In the women's, I want to see UConn and South Carolina, period.
Oh, Don Staley will probably win because, listen, South Carolina is.
Hey, that's what I want to see.
Don Staley is building something great in South Carolina.
So, I'm going to need South Carolina to win and I'm going to need UConn to win, period.
Don Staley is doing something great at UConn. And I feel like Don Staley is a great coach to want to play for.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great coach to want to play for.
Yep.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And the men, I don't care about them, but yeah, I don't care who win that one. But
it's gonna be interesting games. But the South Carolina and the NC State game is going on now.
As far as
I don't know who's gonna win.
South Carolina, come on now.
Because NC State, both men and women have been sleeping people through her. They have been very much surprising.
Let's go top seed South Carolina.
They've been very much surprising.
Let's get it. Yep.
But yeah, this has been a very interesting tournament so far. I think this is the most attention the women's tournament has gotten. I feel like the men are used to getting the attention, and for once, the men are not the most talked about. It is definitely the women, which is a good thing. This has been a really great tournament on either side, but the women for sure have been a little bit more exciting. Yeah, I'm not even gonna hold y'all.
I just need y'all because I've been reading the comments, and I don't know why I do this to myself, but I be reading the comments on some of these sports blogs, and hey, y'all be talking about women sports. Some of y'all men are disgusting, so I'm gonna need y'all to put more respect on these women's sports, women's basketball. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yep, so that's the show. Good show.
So yeah, so like make sure y'all tune in to the games tonight and to the games on tomorrow. But tomorrow is just the men's game, and then whoever wins from either the men and women will be going to the championships. Should be pretty exciting, people. I'm excited. If you are not, make sure you follow us on the Instagram. The Instagram, it is WDWKAS Podcast.
And the Twitter is What Do Women Know One, and that's KNO the number one.
Also within the Instagram bio, there's a link to our Linktree. The Linktree takes you to the YouTube, the different audios, like platforms that we're on, merch, and also articles that we have done about our show. As always, I'm Brina Cole.
And I'm Vicky D.
We shall see y'all next week. Peace. Peace.
You are now listening to the best damn sports podcast. Period.